Blog Talk Radio.
Tryna turn my baby mama to my fiance. She like music, she from Houston, like Auntie Yonce. Man, my daughter couldn't have a better mother. If she ever find another, he better love her. Man, I swear my life is perfect, I can merge it. If I die, I'll probably cry in my own service. It was a dream, you cannot mess with the beast. This is like this many rings, gather around me. This for the kids of the king of all kings. This is the homiest thing. This is the beast that played under the word. This is the sheep that ain't like what it hurt. This is officially first, this is the third.
This is the This is all we got. We might as well give it all we got. This is a
talk to the serpent, that's a holistic discernment. Daddy said I'm so determined, told me these goofies can't hurt me. I just might make me some earl tea. I was baptized like we're early. I might get Satan and swirly. Wish I could tell you it's ready. Tell you it's ready today. They don't give nothing away. You gotta fight for your way, but that don't take nothing away. Cause at the end of the day, music is all we got.
Music is all we got.
Music is all we got. Oh, no, no, no. So we might as well give it all we got.
Hey, I know this is your boy, Mr. AK, OG Radio, OG TV, and welcome to another winter edition, spring edition. I'm just playing. I don't know what the weather is because I live in Chicago. I don't know what season. I just know it's hot for a while, then it's cold. And I don't even do spring, winter, fall, none of that crap. I just, whatever, it's cold outside, and then it's warm outside. And right now, it's ashy as heck because it's snowing outside. So I don't know what type of weather I got outside right now. All I know is, it's messed up. That's all I know right now. It's messed up. It's ugly outside. I don't like looking at it. It's cold. I thought it was spring flowers, April showers, all that crap. Lied. And that groundhog, I'm suing it. I'm suing the groundhog. Dead serious. I don't care. Y'all count whatever y'all want to. Petty, whatever. I'm suing the groundhog. Because he lied. Winter post been over with. Somebody lied. I don't know who, I don't know when, I don't know how, but that damn groundhog ain't wasn't right this year. Or last year, shoot, I don't care. 2 years in a row, he wasn't right. I don't give a hell. That thing was a failure. Because it's cold as heck and it snowed. But then Friday is going to be like 60, and Saturday is going to be warm too. So I don't understand. then it's going to drop right back down to like 30. So I don't know. I'm from Chicago. I've lived in Chicago for a long time. And they say I shouldn't complain about the weather because I've already lived in it. I don't complain about it, like, when I'm outside because it is what it is. But when it's like right now and you don't know what's going on, you just get a little nervous. You don't know what to look for. You don't know why it's around. You lost. You know what I'm saying? Very, very lost. I don't get it. But that's just the way this it is. It's ugly. It's ugly. It's gross. People don't like it. People mad that it's snowing. It's so many other things I can get into about this weather, but I can't because I don't feel like it because I'm irritated. But I'm still give y'all a good show, man. Real talk, man. I'm gonna give y'all some information. All day it's Network Monday, so anybody who got a business that you networking with, or you got an up and coming event, or whatever you got going on, man. I'm just gonna read them off as I do when I'm on Facebook, when I'm following all my people, man. So everybody that's on Facebook that I support, definitely just look out for what I'm doing right now. Really, if you got something that's rocking, it don't matter. I don't care. But yeah. So I'm be doing that all day. Plus, I got my topic of the day as well at 4 p.m. And you know, some other things I'm probably be networking, talking about, and some other stuff. So just keep locked out with G Radio, man. I know that this joint right here is from my boy Jay Menace. That's Jay Menace. This joint is called I Just Lie Right OG Radio.
Hey yo, I'm just gonna go right in right here. Let's go.
I'm from a city where they go and get it. Niggas really witty in the kitchen while they flipping chickens, break it down and split it. If you've been through what I've been through, nigga, you might go insane. Growing up, if you wanna hang, then you had to bang. Ha ha, boy, we with this shit. Too legit, too quick. Custom fit, searching on the gram for a custom bitch. Ha ha ha, niggas make me laugh. They don't know the half. You pussy with your maxi pads. Want advice? Watch out for your guys. Niggas full of lies. If you wise, do your dirt alone. Watch for peeping eyes. I despise all these niggas lying. Swear they flipping bricks. Ain't did a day yesterday. You hell no way. Get the fuck up out of here. Yo, I just wanna grind till the sun don't shine. Gotta get food for my kids. Short on the green, or you get caught fucking with the team. Then you know what it is. I suggest if you really want it, better go and get it.
Go and get it.
Mirror, 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 tell me who the real is.
Who the real is?
I am get it to it. I could never stall, never stall. I just wanna chain. I just wanna car, wanna car. I just wanna million. I just want your bra, want your bra. I just wanna ball. I just want it all, nigga. This day the shit is wild, nigga. Steal your style, wow, wow. Unlucky for you, I'm so versatile. Ha ha. Just up and switch it, shit they cannot mimic. And I'm tripping, I heard men is finished. What the fuck you sipping? I do not listen to y'all, I do not hear what you say.
Hear what you say.
Listen to one of your songs, and it just fucked up my day. Oh, by the way, bitch, that look all on your face. I know that I make you uncomfortable,
make you uncomfortable.
But none of my niggas is with it, and all of us ready to run. Now I'm in my whip with this model chick. She gon' catch a Uber if she give me shit. Grab my cup and take a sip. Party for an hour, then I dip. Everybody think that I'm a jerk, cause it ain't about the work. Then to me, it don't mean shit. Little nigga, you can't fuck with me if you wanted to. You were lame, probably call a cop just for touching you. Fuck you, if you really want it, nigga, go and get it.
Go and get it.
Mirror, 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 menace is the realest. I am get it to it. I could never stall, never stall. I just wanna chain. I just wanna car, wanna car. I just wanna million. I just want your bra, want your bra. I just wanna ball. I just want it all, nigga, nigga.
Thank you. trouble till you come in, come in. Hell no, best believe I'm getting them draws. She won't stop. She said she do anything but what she pussy get weather for me. Give it that diggy dee dee dee. So how you see my strength, how your body go on. Yeah, you say you about that life, girl. Hey,
let me see
you. Let me see you. Let me show edible, eat like a cannibal. Come to my private party in my bedroom.
I'm gonna
beat you. Fit you up till you get enough. How your body been so light? Hey,
hey, hey. Try it, baby, try it. Crying,
baby.
That's what I'm saying. I know you can do me like that. I know you can do me like that.
Give anything for you to stay tonight, night, 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 night. Oh, ooh, ooh. Oh, oh, yeah, baby, yeah.
Yeah, I got my gun out. My knees in the cup ready to show out. If she ain't trying to, then she get put out. We playing the same game since the 2000. Bang, 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 if it owe me
thousands.
Hit them all, get what I want, ain't no browse. Ain't the winner coming soon, my mom clock cost a thousand. Hey, I heard you, 12, you can do your dirt without me. Yeah. They say they want that slick talk, that slick talk. Been a skinner, see what's in the difference.
Get lost.
Hey, my rollie freezer burst, I call it Jack Frost. And my damage look like water, that's that young dog. Watch me ski off. Hey, she rapping like she was on a seesaw.
Hey,
commas after commas, that's what she saw. Hey, pull up to a hit out of U-Haul. Hey, ballin' so hard, just like Chris Paul. Hey, and my damage water, I don't need flaws. Hey, if you sauce, just like combos. Hey, and you can get blowed down talking dog. I'm a walk dog. I got my gun out.
my nigga.
Then the cup ready to show out. If she ain't turn up, then she get put out. We playing the same game since the 2000. Bang, 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 if it owe me thousands. Hit them all, get what I want, ain't no browse. Hey, the winner coming soon, my mom clock off the thousand. Hey, I heard you. 12, you can do your dirt without me. Yeah. I got my gun out. If you run, you get shot down. I'm smoking dead. How you end up feel scared? Better use your head. Got shooters popping out. Every cut, even out of the trench. I ain't nothing like you. I be shooting pistols. Can you hit? It's not an issue. Been doing this. 10, 10, 12, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, my name ring more bells. Then when they left school, I see these new niggas trying to keep with me. Y'all moving forward. I be cool, I be cool, I be bold. Come to your block and shoot body. Ain't better move. Ain't that cool. Just bought a new pole. Come to your block and spread out a tool, dope. A lot of bodies on the floor. What don't give a shit for? Run on your mama, push like a front door. Get down on the floor. I got my gun out. My nigga. Then the cup ready to show out. If she ain't turn on, then she get put out. We playing the same game since the 2000. Bang, 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 if it owe me thousands. Hit them all, get what I want, ain't no browse. Hey, the winner coming soon, my mom clock off the thousand. Hey, I heard you. 12, you can do your dirt without me. Yeah.
My dress is super long, yeah, I got the hang time. Man, my sash is super loud, yeah, we call that hang time. No follow, just reach my peak, yeah, they call that hang time. You got no sauce, LeBo, you weak, so I got no hang time. Said my dress is super long, yeah, they call that hang time. And my sash is super loud, yeah, we call that hang time. No follow, just reach my peak, yeah, we call that hang time. You got no sauce, LeBo, you weak. So I got no hang time. I take a sip, I roll a split, and I call it hang time. Big extension on my lip, yeah, it got that hang time. Dab my dress down to the tip, cause I got that hang time. Chasing money, making hits, this is not a game time. Let's pop the chart, cause this a hit, and it's called hang time. I'm trying to pop off in the scene, have them scream a hang time. Hit the sticky, I ain't picky, I'm just having hang time. I get so high that I can't think, roll my pack, then reach my peak. Build my brand, stay out the streets, I'm in the suit. You call me geek, without the music, I get weak. Beat slap so hard, I cannot sleep, been in my head for about a week. So I called it hang time. Hit the boost to drop this heat, then it's back to hang time. My dress is super long, yeah, I got the hang time. Man, my sash is super loud, yeah, we call that hang time. No follow, just reach my peak, yeah, they call that hang time. You got no sauce, LeBo, you weak, so I got no hang time. Said my dress is super long, yeah, they call that hang time. And my sash is super loud, yeah, we call that hang time. No follow, just reach my peak, yeah, we call that hang time. You got no sauce, LeBo, you weak. So I got no hang time. I'm in the booth, I'm high as fuck. That's just part of hang time. Cowabunga, what the fuck? Interrupting hang time. Call me Papa with the spinach. Like a sport, I reinvented. Finna roll it up and hit it. About that action, I stay with it. Want the money, I go get it. I'ma stack it up and flip it. Y'all like how a nigga switched it. Had to show the kid was gifted. Whole time I'm getting lifted. And hang time be the mission. Cause my dress ain't super long. Hang time be ridiculous. And I know they hating on me cause I shine a little dip. Tell them show me my opponent. Hang time on the ceiling. If he really think he want it, take his mind and will for living. Then it's straight back to the crib. Hang time, what I'm feeling.
Yeah. Hey yo, it's deeper than rap. Let me just bond with y'all for a minute. Look, I ain't asking that nigga for nothing. I took the heart away. G died and Mo doing time. That took my heart away. In the booth, I be whipping up magic. I'm Penny Hardaway. Hardaway. Young Penny Hardaway. Real nigga since day one. I ain't never had to play one. Stay down, ain't never fold. It's a lot at stake, but I'm A1. Name good in the streets too. Resume on point like a Ginsu. It ain't much I ain't been through. If you was me, you would've been through, yeah. You see the pain, you see the pain in my eyes. Barely can sleep, and mama been drinking since my brother died. Hey, shit I've been through wasn't supposed to survive. But not only alive, was able to thrive. I'm one of them guys. And I can't fuck with you niggas, cause you niggas fake.
You niggas fake, you niggas fake.
Talk shit when I'm gone, but smile in my face.
Yeah,
I know. Don't play with me, I will not give you a break. I pull your card, get your shit cracked like it was a chase. All that tough shit, I ain't with that, that's goofy. You get knocked off, you keep running around with them fake G's, it's Gucci. And yeah, I heard through the grapevine, little nigga wanna take mine. Stump him out in these right phones, make it look like a hate crime. Beat a nigga like a baseline, 40 cal on my waistline. Catch him slipping while he on the block, and boom on him from the baseline. Always had a 9-to-5, still move work, cross state line. I ain't need to have an iPhone, if I got caught, I would FaceTime. Young nigga, chasing dreams. Send me with me, Prince Hakeem. Ain't nothing sweet like a diabetic. If I go today, I would die a legend. Facts, I'm going hard in this bitch. Erection. Me lose, cut it out. C-section, yeah. I ain't asking that nigga for nothing. I took the heart away. G died and Mo doing time. That took my heart away. In the booth, I be whipping up magic. I'm Penny Hardaway. Hardaway. Young Penny Hardaway. I ain't asking that nigga for nothing. I took the heart away. G died and Mo doing time. That took my heart away. In the booth, I be whipping up magic. I'm Penny Hardaway. I am the one. Yo, Penny Hardaway.
Never. think you know my name, and you say you know my name, and you really don't know my name.
You know my name, you know my name.
You think you know my name, and you say you know my name, and you really don't know my name.
You know my name, you know my name.
You know my name, say you know my name, you really don't know my name.
You know my name,
think you know my name, say you know my name, you really don't know my name.
You can't stop me if I'm rolling, living lying like it's loaded. If I shop it, then I'm poking, tend to turn the top in Trojan. Pop, drop in one motion, locking the door in the focus. Open the door in the frozen, street legend is approaching. You can never really wanna pull it with a little nigga that don't really wanna do again to it. You can never really wanna get into it with a nigga off the floor, cause I make a killer shook it. Shorty, you know you involved, making that thing applaud. Family having a ball, hit it, get it,
you know. You know my name. Think you know my name, you say you know my name, you really don't know my name.
You know my name.
Think you know my name, you say you know my name, you really don't know my name.
You know my name.
Think you know my name, you say you know my name, you really don't know my name.
You know my name.
Think you know my name, you say you know my name, you really don't know my name.
You can never really wanna smack a little nigga, pack a little nigga, that don't really wanna do it. Off the floor, then the foil, and the cruising and losing it. Now I really wanna get into it. But shorty, you shaking it off. Big time high roller post. Noah face on the cross. Arc on foes exhaust. Stacking the money it costs. Seven Capri's lost. Adam and Eve's sauce. Drop to your knees, no. Drinking my C's pulse. Chicken and D gloss. Now I gotta do what I gotta do when I'm on the move or breaking
it. You know my name. You know my name. Think you know my name, you say you know my name, you really don't know my name.
You know my name.
Think you know my name, you say you know my name, you really don't know my name.
You know my name.
Think you know my name, you say you know my name, you really don't know my name.
You know my name.
Think you know my name, you say you know my name, you really don't know my name.
Take that game to another level. Scoop them up, bam, bam, and pebble. Move to the mellow. Take that game to another level. Scoop them up, bam, bam, and pebble. Move to the mellow.
You know my name. You know my name.
Think you know my name, you say you know my name, you really don't know my name.
You know my name.
Think you know my name, you say you know my name, you really don't know my name.
You know my name.
Think you know my name, you say you know my name, you really don't know my name.
You know my name.
Think you know my name, you say you know my name, you really don't know my name.
Stack it up, run it up. Get your money, stack it up. Stack it up, stack it up. Go ahead, girl, get down. If it's long, I'ma keep him around. He all in my tummy like an ultrasound. Swim deep, baby, if you wanna drown. This a queen and you know I wear my crown. Man, I'm working 50K in my account. I'm a female dog, yeah, I'm a hound. You don't get it, do I gotta break it down? Run it out. Run it up, run it out. Run it out, run it up, run it out, run it out, run it up, run it out, run it out, run it up, run it out. All my bitches on the floor, fuck it up. Get your bread, stack it up, stack it up. Run it out. Run it up, run it up. Run it up. Run it, run it up. Run it up.
Hey babe, got your voicemail. Just letting you know that I did touch down in Miami. We got a few shows to do out here, some press, and then we're heading out to Atlanta next. Got a couple shows out there, and then we're gonna touch down in Chicago. You know I can't wait to see you. I feel like we've been playing phone tag and the text messages. Not the same. I miss you so much. You know that? Like, I really miss you, babe. I love you.
I love you. I've been counting down the days since we've last seen each other, and it's killing me. These phone conversations just ain't working no more. No, I can send you photos, videos all day, but it's nothing like the real thing when you're right up in my face. Boy, if I never needed you before, my body's calling for you. Yeah. Ooh. It amazed me how your body has this power. I want you everywhere the fans go to shower. I'm so drawn to you. I want you to make love to me in the backseat of this car. Just the reality of your body touching mine is consuming my thoughts. Oh, I didn't spend a good amount of days thinking of all the ways I can have you. I gotta have you, boy. If I never needed you before, my body's calling for you. Yeah. Ooh. It amazes me how your body has this power. I want you everywhere the fans go. I need you next to me. I'm so drawn to you. Come to me. Oh, baby. Oh, baby. Ooh. I've been waiting on what seems like forever. I need you next to me.
Yeah, we live back at it, man. It's your boy, Mr. AK, man. We're running through a couple of his that everybody love on OG Radio, man. Also, definitely we are still finishing up the works on this OG TV showcase that we did. I mean, OG TV, we did live at the ACD Tour. Shout out to C-Double, shout out to Hands High Entertainment, everybody else like that in the building, man. Appreciate all them, man. Always checking in with OG Radio, supporting OG Radio. And everything else in between, man. So, like I said, man, this is really y'all home for y'all music, man. So, a lot of artists I've been connected with for the last couple of days. Really, it's easy to get in contact with, man. It ain't that hard to reach. Hit me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all that good stuff. At MrAK38, that's Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, all that good stuff, man. Oh, y'all just hit the show, man. We live Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, starting at 3 p.m. to 5, man. Y'all know we rock, man. 516-387-1694, man. Definitely rock with us on that, man. Hit us up. Let us know what you want to hear. And if your favorite artist that you know that you support is on OG Radio, man, feel free to let us know, man. You know, tell us what y'all want to hear, man, because y'all fans control the airwaves, not me. I told y'all I just hit the buttons and, you know, all that good stuff. So, you know, that's how we really work. But, like I said, it's a lot of stuff that's going on, really. One big thing that's really got the internet buzzing, Cardi B dropped a new album. And I be thinking people be like prisoner of the moment, to be honest. I mean, people just throwing out outlandish just compliments like, oh, man, she better than this person, she better than that person, she the queen, she the best. Man, slow down. Slow down. She one album in and it barely been out for a while. Now, don't get me wrong, and I like the fact that I seen her do an interview, and you know she was asked about her and Nicki beef, and she said I have no beef with Nicki. She was like, man, y'all. She said the internet and the media, y'all trying to create it. But she was like, I don't have a problem with her. She was like, I even told her, you know what I'm saying? She was the person that I looked at, you know what I'm saying, coming into the game, the woman that handled her business. She was like, I want to work with her more, all that good stuff. But, and I feel like, I don't know if it was Envy or it was somebody else, and they were really trying to, like, push the envelope, because he even came back and said, so, you know, on the motorsport, you know, song they did together, why y'all wasn't in the video? It's like he was trying. She was like, man, you trying. You trying. She's like, I salute you. You're doing your job, but you're trying. And the thing was, she basically said, it was just scheduling. She was like, man, you know, we couldn't get the schedule to the point where we could be in the scene at the same time. She was like I said, I have no problem with Nicki. She's like, y'all trying to put words in my mouth on the low. Like, yeah, or twist my words though to make it seem like I said something I didn't say. And she's like, best believe I clear the air with anybody. I don't want nobody to think I'm a sneak diss or nothing like that. But at the same time, it is all about business. You know what I'm saying? It's all about, you know what I'm saying, how you can get a buzz. It's really, that's what it is. Like, anybody that try to get a buzz off of anybody, whoever's hot right now, man, it's been going on since music started. When you know you got a hot DJ, you going to send them his music. When you see the hottest rapper out, what they used to do was, back in the day, they, you know, battle, call them out on record so they can battle just because they were like, that's the only way I know if I'm, you know, if I'm, you know, at that level to where I can compete with some of the greats. Like, back in the day, a lot of dudes battled not because they hated each other. It was that's how music was, or hip-hop was. I can't say that. That's how hip-hop was. When you, even if you had a problem with somebody, you still met up with that person, you still saw that problem, but everybody wanted to hear what you were going to say about that person. So, you know, it was more best for people to put out songs and mention people. And everybody always talking about they was the best at this. Because if somebody else felt like you was wrong, they called you out and they kept it moving. Nowadays, it's a different era. I understand that with music and social media and the internet and TV and all these and the phones, to where anybody can film you. And you don't know, and you say something out of context, and they post it, and you know they're going to tag, because everybody tagging is following somebody in. Sooner or later, they're going to see it, and they're not going to address it. They're just going to send back subliminal messages. I feel like a lot of these artists now, they talk very, very tough. but then they send a million subliminal messages and all this other stuff, and it's like you're always trying to figure out who's the king of something, like who's the king of Chicago, who the king of New York, and all that other stuff. But I thought when you was the king of something, that means you, like, everybody was on your side. Everybody listened to your music. Can nobody say wrong, nothing wrong about your music. You was the man, basically. You know what I'm saying? It's like when everybody was trying to figure out who was the king of New York, or, you know, when everybody was like, oh, he the king, nah, he the king, or it's like who hot right now from a point. But, you know, it's ways of judging who's the best, who's the king, or whatever. And I don't know if it's just by your reputation. I thought it was like if you ran the city musically, I mean, everybody was listening to you. All the radio stations had you in rotation heavy. And we know how radio stations work when you're in rotation heavy. Also, every time you drop something, the radio station stopped, the TV shows stopped. And, you know what I'm saying, they, oh, snap, he just dropped the album, whatever, whatever, we got to go listen to it, or we got to go get it, or whatever, whatever. But now, at the social media age, where, you know what I'm saying, if everybody drops something on SoundCloud, YouTube, Twitter, whatever, to where ain't nobody really breaking the internet. Like, I think it was something where Beyonce dropped something, I don't know if it was an album or a single or a video. Bro, the world stopped so they can watch it. Kanye dropped a new song. Times Square stopped. Jay-Z did the Sprint joint with the, not the 444, the Holy Grail before that. Commercials. They were stopping programs to show Jay commercial, like for his Holy Grail album, just showing him how he was putting it together. That's what I mean when somebody say, oh, you the king or something, or you that person, because everything else around stops and they want to see what you're doing. That's, I feel like, in my opinion, when you the king of something, that means, if you want to get real technical, when the king says something, everybody stop and they listen. When the king or the queen or whatever, whatever issue, whatever problem, or they just proclaiming something, it go viral. You break the internet, as they say. You don't break the internet for just a couple of weeks and then you ain't hot no more. Or we talking about consistency in songs and albums, then that's how you the king. You know what I'm saying? You just can't put out EP and then had two hot joints on it, then I'm the king. I run this. Like, how do you run something where everybody ain't stopping what they doing and listening to you? And a lot of your peers gonna respect you. You know what I'm saying? When Wayne was at that point where people was calling him the best rapper alive, and he said in the interview that Jay-Z sent him a message like, I see you, and that was it. He's like, I see you, homie, and that was it. Now, some people were so slow would take that as what Jay means. Jay means that he recognizes that Wayne is out here putting in work, and the fact that, you know, he see him moving up that ladder, you know what I'm saying, being in the Mount Rushmore of top artists or top five, whatever you want to call it. It's weird how people judge it now. I feel like, you know what I'm saying, all these artists out right now, y'all don't have a big enough body of work to try to take one of these titles. You know what I'm saying? So if you proclaiming that you have a title, but we look at your resume and it's not big enough, it's not enough on your resume for you to say things you say, yeah, that's when the beef starts and other artists chime in. And just like all these old hip-hop heads or the old-school hip-hop artists, they have a problem with the new school. And I think it's two things. One is that school rappers really didn't teach them the game. They didn't really, you know what I'm saying, you know, show them things. It's just everybody learned on the fly. So it's kind of like, you know, it's just like hood stuff. You know, when the OGs in the hood tell you need to respect your elders, but it's like, how when y'all ain't raised them? So I feel like these new artists ain't coming at people reckless. It's just they finding their own lane and they just running with it. You know what I'm saying? So some of them might have got taught the game. Some of them might not. I mean, it happens like that. But I just, like, I had that conversation earlier with some people, and they was asking about top five, who was the top five artist, or, you know what I'm saying, stuff like that. And the Cardi B situation got pulled up, and I'm like, man, she doing her thing. You know, everybody saluting her. She putting in work, you know what I'm saying? She had a long road to get here, but she one album in and a couple singles hot. That's not taking away her shine because her album moving. So, yes, she can get into the conversation because she has the, she's starting to show the progression or the numbers to where she is now being mentioned because everywhere you look, she's there. You know what I'm saying? So you see it, all the Super Bowl commercials when she was the Echo commercials or whatever them commercials is, the Google things, and you know how Google got his own voice and she took over the voice. Cause, you know what I'm saying? It's stuff like that lets you know you're moving in the right direction when you're doing these bigger contracted commercials and on, you know, primetime events where your commercial played on these primetime events like the Super Bowl, NBA playoffs, NBA finals, NFL playoffs, Super Bowl, you know, stuff like that. That's big events that's on TV and your commercial being played during that primetime slot. That's how I look at it. And I was just trying to, that was one of the situations, the conversations that I had gotten into today with some people. So, I mean, it is what it is, but at the same time, you know, that's the way the game moves. So I'm going to get back to some more music, man. This is my X-Ray. XR. Definitely a good dude, man. Definitely. Shout out to my man. It was really good as well, man. So, thanks all for that, man.
Please leave your message 470872.
Get back. I just got back in town. And you the only one that knows, so keep it on the low. We ain't gotta tell no one what we do alone. It's something we both been waiting for. So let's turn off the phones. We gon' get it on till you screaming. Girl, I just wanna lay up, baby. Get drunk, baby. Have sex, baby.
Come over, so I can do it.
Through my door.
Best
believe I'm sure there's something sweet in store. Bath water's raining, the candles lit, dinner's cooked, everything is cooked all for you, baby, and more. I'm in the mood.
Already chopped up. I want to go get it where they go get it from. I want to go to the source.
So you're going
to
get it yourself?
Why not? Huh?
Nino, this shit is bigger than Nino. Got a pocket full of Cinos. Bitch, I'm ballin'.
the water. Fish is jumping out 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 the water. Nigga, come and place an order. Fish is jumping out the water. 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 Nigga, come and place an order.
Coats and polos, like wildlife be so cold, the long nights be so low. I throw shows they don't show, like where did the love go? Oh, I know, well, I know. Peacoats and polos, like wildlife be so cold, them long nights be so low. Throw shows they don't show, like where did the love go? Oh, I know, yeah, I know, yeah. I know. I see you hating on the king, cause I'm living out my dreams. But you'll never see my eyelids or the places I've been. Just know it took a hot pen. Grand to success, tell me I've been. The top, my only option, they only offer when you poppin', yeah. And I've been Sprite since the shorty, screaming shorty, 32 in my shoe. Play the zone, so I hoop. My brain on the loose, it came to flame up the booth. It ain't a thing I can do. Nah, now. Watch me kill it under pressure. People try too hard. I'm flea underdressed. That's your best, unimpressive. That's your main, how I stretch. She left a grip on a stretcher. Her feelings on the dresser like I lost my GPS. I would never address it. Address it, address it, address it, address it.
Hey, Tina, if you get a chance, give Mama a call, okay? And I'll talk to you then.
I rock peacoats and polos, like wildlife be so cold, the long nights be so low. I throw shows they don't show, like where did the love go? Oh, I know, yeah. I know. Peacoats and polos, like wildlife be so cold, them long nights be so low. Throw shows they don't show, like where did the love go? Oh, I know, yeah. I know, yeah. I know.
Y'all know what it is, your boy, aka OG Radio, man. My topic of the day is really, it ain't even critical. It's just everyday life. I mean, I don't know how people be blowing stuff out of proportion. But at the same time, it is what it is. So, yeah. Basically, let's say, you know, you and your significant other, y'all, you know, living together. Or let's say, however the situation is, if someone gets a raise, let's say, you know, your significant other gets a raise, or he or she, it's a great raise, it's a great new title at the job, but the only problem is that they have to move to another, like another state. So, the question is, would you pack up and leave and go live in another state with your significant other, or would you, you know what I'm saying, stay here and keep doing what you're doing? Now, that's a difference in scenario. If it depends on how far along the relationship y'all are, 2, it also depends on how serious y'all are. And 3, it also depends on can you, if you're the person that's, you know what I'm saying, stand with you, the person that, you know, didn't get the raise or, you know, still working your regular job, is how that's going to affect your job and how you rotate and how you move, then, of course, it's going to be a problem. Because, I mean, you don't want nobody to uproot and move and you, you know what I'm saying, you got the job, whatever else like that, and it's all good. But, you know, they can have some things where they stand at to where it's something that they love to do where they living in and they don't want to move away from it. But at the same time, you're thinking it depends on how where y'all building to. That's what it honestly means. It's like, where are y'all building towards? Y'all building towards marriage and then, you know what I'm saying, things of that sort of really becoming a whole family and all that great stuff. Then, of course, it would take a long decision on both ends and really strategize how y'all would make that work. You know what I'm saying? Or would it just be like, you know what, I'm not... It depends. Because that situation could break up a relationship. It's not a bad thing, but it's a change. It's a different change. It's a lot of stuff factors into what they leaving. You know what I'm saying? What your significant other asks you to leave, and they ain't got this job, and it's going to pay this money and all this other stuff. But at the same time, it's like, are you willing to drop everything you're doing? And if you're doing something that you love to do and it only pops in this state or it's stable in this state and you know, things like that, would you just give it up and just leave? Or would you try to make some type of compromise or, you know what I'm saying, try to make something work out to where you could kind of transfer your job from where you at to somewhere close by? Or it's just, you know, you don't want to, you know, you just don't want to leave the city you in and you like it, whatever. Especially if you're going from cold, if you're going from warm to cold. Let's say you stay in Miami or something like that. The only thing you're worrying about is hurricanes or you in California, somewhere warm. And your significant other here, she gets a job where it's paying y'all greatly. Great, great, great. They're paying her to move. They set up in a new place or he or she in the place. All that stuff. Take care of all that financially, like somewhere to live and all that. And they're going to transfer your car. And, you know what I'm saying? They're going to, you know, all that good stuff. The basics. And your significant other is like, you know, my job ain't letting me move. So do I quit my job just to be close to you, or do I continually work my job and see if I can find some loophole or some situation where I can be in that state for a couple of months or whatever like that? Because normally when that happens, it's just they leaving because somebody ain't passing up that money. Or it could be the point to where, let's say, I'm not passing up this opportunity and I'm going with or without you. That don't mean that they, he or she, don't love you. It means if that's the opportunity, especially if it's something that they've been working hard for, and for them to decline it and continue to do what they do, it's like, man, you know, that's a compromise I think a lot of people probably would take or wouldn't take. This don't depend on, you know, relationship, how long y'all been together, and if y'all married or not, you know what I'm saying, things of that sort. Because, I mean, it's different nowadays. It's not like the movies where people be like, oh, I'm going to leave. And, no. Mm-mm. So, it's hard. That would be a hard decision that you would have to make, you know what I'm saying? Because I know a lot of stuff, people got stuff set up where, you know, if somebody need to watch their kid, they got the babysitter. Everything is set where they live at. And they don't want to make nothing uncomfortable. But at the same time, if it's a big enough move to where, you know, financially you're going to be okay, a lot of people are going to say yes to the I'm gone. And, you know, some people might say, okay, I'm leaving, but I'm going to send for y'all in a month and a half and I get stuff stable. Some people like, we rolling, we out. You know what I'm saying? Some people just... Let's say a significant other that's still working their regular job, is their job is flexible enough to where they can move to that city and still be okay? Some not. That's just one of them real situations that it comes to a crossroad in relationships when two people working and something that could be a great, great news, great thing, and really can make everything boom. And it throws a wrench in it to where one person like, man, I can't do it because I don't want to leave my job. Then the other person like, well, if they balling like that, well, you know, you ain't going to have to work. You know, this is going to take care of us. We good. Some people might take that like, oh, well, shoot. You know what I'm saying? That's what it is. I'm gone then. if they feel like whatever job that they move into can take care financially both of y'all, a lot of people gonna quit their job and keep it moving. I know a lot of people who ain't gonna do that. I'm not finna. They gonna be like, I ain't living off nobody now. Forget that. I'm out. I'm gonna stay here. I'm gonna try to figure something out. Still love you, but I ain't going nowhere until I get my situation figured out. Cause that's good for you. Okay, yeah, we're a family, but the same, are we together? But you know, I got my own situation, my own bills, and all that other stuff. And if you know, going to live in another state. And you just up and just, you know, stop working, leave your job and all that. I feel like a lot of people, well, that's how I feel, just me. I wouldn't want to go nowhere and live off anybody or, you know, not, you know, be able to, you know, hold up my end or just hold myself up or hold myself accountable for the things I need and things I want. I wouldn't move. I would at least try to find something that's going to match what I'm doing here and find it in that state. I would do that or see if my job was able to, you know what I'm saying, transfer me to somewhere in that state and it's cool. Then in that case, yeah, I could see that. But if it's just, oh, yeah, you know, I'm out of here and I'm going too, but I ain't bringing nothing to the table because things can happen. You know what I'm saying? You can get that new job and it might last for like 3 or 4 months, then, you know, you might have to switch, or it might be something where they shutting down that company's department. There's a lot of things that factor into it. So you always want to go in with more than just one plan when you're dealing with something like that, because you just can't go in blind-eyed to, you know, whatever's going on. You have to really know, you know, knowledge and all that stuff. Just really do your homework before you decide to, you know, uproot your whole life for somebody else, especially, you know what I'm saying, if that's something that they love to do. But it's like you just going because, you know, you a part of the team or you're a rider or, you know, y'all been together for so long that it's like long distance ain't going to kill us. Then, of course, you know, stay where you at, continue to build your own brand or do what you do and make sure your stuff straight before you just uproot and leave, you know what I'm saying? Because a lot of people make that mistake. And it's a rift. It causes a little drama, but I mean that's a lot of life situations that happen because a lot of people don't understand. That's why a lot of stuff don't last because it's not enough communication. And I feel like for that much, you would really have to sit down with somebody that you with and break down the whole scenario. Just give all detail, as much detail as you can as possible, so when that time comes, you're able to really know what you want to do and base your decision on having all the facts and the information, plus being able to, you know what I'm saying, see if you can maneuver your job to be able to, you know, start that new adventure, that new journey with your, you know what I'm saying, the person that you with. So it's a lot of things that factor into that, man. Like I said, we can continue this conversation. I can hit me up on, y'all can call me, 516-387-1694. Hit me up, let me know how you feel about this topic of the day. Would you up in and just move to another state for your significant other if he or she got a new job and it was a new job? Would you move to another state with your significant other if they got another job, if they got a better job offer, shit like that? A lot of people gonna say hell no. A lot of people gonna say yeah. It's a lot of sides to this because some people gonna be like hell yeah, I'm gone. But then there's some people who will pass up on that situation of moving their family because they're like, nah, I ain't with it. Even if the pay good, they might just like not want to do that because the family established and they, you know, they stuck in their ways and they got a routine and they don't want to break the routine because you break a routine and things fall apart. But I mean, that right there is when your significant other kick in and you know what's going on and you able to figure it out. You know what I'm saying? You're able to figure it fully out to where you're like, oh, I got it. It's cool. I got it. And a lot of people don't understand that. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of people won't get it. They'll be like, I'm lost. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people won't. A lot of people will. I mean, give or take, you know, situation. But I feel like if it's beneficial to both of y'all and it doesn't, like, totally blow up y'all schedule or blow up, you know what I'm saying, the move, and the move gonna be hell, but as far as being able to bounce back and adjust to somewhere else. I know a lot of people, if they move from being in the cold weather city to a warm weather, that's going to be a better situation because they ain't like, I ain't got to deal with the cold weather. But you got to deal with learning that new city all the way. You got to deal with learning the new city. You know what I'm saying? So it's just a lot to think about. Some people may not know what they really want to do. Some people just don't care. Some people, you know, going to weigh their options because they thinking of the future and the big plan. So it's a lot to go into that. And a lot of people, you know, wouldn't know how, you know, to make that work. I'm pretty sure if you know what I'm saying, you and your other significant person that you roll with, and I'm pretty sure, you know what I'm saying, y'all had talks about that or whatever. And as long as y'all trusting each other's opinion and valuing each other's opinion, then I feel like it wouldn't be a problem, it would work. But if one person valuing opinion or the other person just like, I'm on my own, I'm in my own ways, then there's going to be a rift. I mean, it's going to happen. It happens. It is what it is. It's just, as long as y'all try to be on the same page or close to the same page on a lot of situations, a lot of issues, or at least have an understanding of what's going on, then it shouldn't be no problem. So, I mean, it is what it is. So right now, we can get some more music. My man, John Blue. I know what it is.
Feel like a dog. You got that ass on. I go bananas in that monkey. Hickory dickory dock. Look at that ass you got. You know the ones who be hating on you, them be the rats inside. They mad cause you the only one making all the money in the club. They mad at you cause the way that ass shake when they play, fuck it up. Yo, got yo, patty, fuck it up. Break it down, fuck it up. Whole state, full of money. Go ahead, break it up. Yeah. All of these racks on your body. Yeah. Look at them tats on your body. Loving them tats on your body. Yeah. Feel like a dog. You got that ass on. I go bananas in that monk. I go bananas in that monk. Get the tie when I'm fan. Legs shaking and you out of breath. Who the fuck you think you playing with? Nah, she want my baby. Bitch, you must be crazy. I fucked her good, I laid that wood, and now she lazy. She wanna ride on my wave, yeah. She thinking she gon' get paid, yeah. She think that she got a body that I'm gon' be tricking off all of my paper. No. You gotta go. There go the dough. You got that ass. Look like a dog. You got that ass. I go bananas in that monk.
No pocket big. In my city, I play fit, they get eliminated. We demonstrating, yo bitch think she getting penetrated. She fucking with me, she be all up on my Twitter. Shorty thirsty, she gon' bust that pussy open for a minute. Niggas tripping, it ain't shit to call them hitters. Cuz on them be about that action, we'll turn them boys to headers. It's Thief Town, we in your trap, like what up, dawg? Look, we a purge on you pussies, we don't love hoes.
Where that motherfucking cash at?
Where that motherfucking cash at? Cash at? Hey, look, bro, go and grab that, grab that. All I wanna know is where the cash at? Cash at? Where that cash at? Cash at? Hey, look, bitch, where that cash at? Cash at? Catch me in your trap, where the stash at? Stash at? Hey, look, bro, go and grab that, grab that.
It's the crown, how they acting like they don't know.
What?
Only thing on my mind is that hope, though. They trying to say I fell off, well, I'm back, though. That pillow talking shit, I had the bro, no match your back, though. Yeah, I'm back up in my bag, I'm in my zone now. Squad goes, everybody round me on now. These niggas fried, don't be falling for the hype. Front like he got that juice, but he be fucking on them hype. My family crazy, they love fucking with them pipes. Go against us, boy, you stupid, lose your motherfucking life. And if I plug you, better have my money right. I don't want a fucking wife and no hoe, you can't spend a night. Easy work, I'm getting pounds off like a vegan. I'm connected, that's a fact, my plug from another region. Never seen them, but the package always decent. You rappers faster, y'all ain't never fucking eating.
Where that motherfucking cash at? Cash at? Where that motherfucking cash at? Cash at? Hey, look, bro, go and grab that, grab that. All I wanna know is where the cash at? Cash at? Where the cash at? Cash at? Hey, look, bitch, where the cash at? Cash at? Catch me in your trap, where the stash at? Stash at? Hey, look, bro, go and grab that, grab
Big
that.
Big backwoods, got my eyes red as a demon. Grandma think that I'm an angel, she don't know I keep a Nina. Not for the fuck shit, you can tell by my demeanor. Bitch, I'm next, my shit dope like Ace Boogie at the cleaner. Fuck a job, I flip the pound into a beamer. I'm a legend off this track phone, I be serving like Serena. They sneak this but act like groupies when they see me. Niggas mad, this shit sad, they pulling Katie moves to beat me. Styling on them while I'm blowing that Luigi. Got a thick bitch named Tahiti, she'll set you up to feed me. I keep that move, I can't let these pussies need me. Knowing that my shorties need me, so I ain't going that easy. Dying broke some lame shit, so I'm about to check. In my city, you ain't shit if you ain't got respect. People tell me that I'm tweaking, cause I never left. If rap don't work on me, your trap like where the cash at?
Where that motherfucking cash at? Cash at? Where that motherfucking cash at? Cash at? Hey, look, bro, go and grab that, grab that. All I wanna know is where the cash at? Cash at? Where the cash at? Cash at? Hey, look, bitch, where the cash at? Cash at? Catch me in your trap, where the stash at? Stash at? Hey, look, bro, go and grab that, grab that.
Baby, I'm sick.
What's wrong with you, Lil Floyd?
I got a cold. I chew.
Ooh, that cold sound bad, Lil Floyd. Want to go to the hospital?
No. I got to have two broke people. Ha, 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 ha.
I'm allergic to broke niggas. If you get ugly, count. Put your hands up and holler. I'm allergic to broke niggas, and God bless me, cause I never been broke, nigga. I'm allergic to broke niggas, and God bless me, cause I never been broke, nigga.
Yeah, right, I'm a stunner. Pockets filled up with paper. King Goonie in his bed. In a room full of haters. Got a question for you, hater. Is you ready, bitch? Let's turn, jump, what? We turn stuff in this bitch, let's get it. I'm with it. I check the card and they send me. I ain't never been no broke nigga, so don't compare me to these broke niggas. I'm racked up, racked out. Been throwing money till I came out. In my bank account, got a bank account. In my bank account, got a large amount. My flow code, kudo, I get shot. Judo, my pocket, too fat. How fat? Sumo, I done came up, I done came up. Never ever ever gonna change up. Boy, pay so much attention. He's the worst for a thing, bro.
Money is power. It helps respect. So with that in mind, I demand my respect. Say money is power. It helps respect. So with that in mind, I demand my respect.
Let's turn out. Let's get cracked in this bitch. Jumping around, throwing money, so feel free to get rid. I got bitches in bottles, Gucci belt with the goggles. If you get ugly,
count. Put your hands up and holler. Hot shoe, hot shoe, hot shoe. I'm allergic to broke niggas and God bless me, cause I ain't never been broke, nigga. Hot shoe, hot shoe, hot shoe. I'm allergic to broke niggas and God bless me, cause I ain't never been broke. Nigga,
on my way to the top. I ain't never gonna stop.
Stop.
I'ma be the man.
Man.
If you like it or not.
Stupid.
I've been testing this paper.
Paper.
And now I gotta lie.
Lie.
I ain't testing these hoes.
Nah.
I'm testing this rock.
Get it.
I live my life like a rock star.
Rock star.
Damn right, I'm tatted. Jack balling and crowd surfing. Let's see if they're catching. Don't complain, boy. Join the campaign.
True.
You can jock me. I'll do your own thing. I'm true tree, let's get it.
Get it.
My name ring bell in this business.
Business.
Jack damn, my mom. I pump more than people with jack phone. Jack damn, on business.
Business.
Take notes and just listen. Listen. I'ma stun you from the start. Gonna be doing that till I'm finished.
But money is power. And power's respect. So with that in mind, I demand my respect. Say money is power. And power's respect. So with that in mind, I demand my respect.
Let's turn out.
Let's get crunk in this bitch.
We jumping
around, throwing money, so feel free to get rich. I got bitches and bottles.
Hey, this is your boy, Mr. AK, OG Radio, man. I appreciate everybody tuning in to OG Radio. Shout out to all the artists who continue to support OG Radio, man. I appreciate y'all. Like, 110, man. Real talk. Shout out to all the people I'm networking with, man, right now. Shout out to all the teams out there. Yeah, we're going to do a lot of great work this week. Like I said, then to all my shows, man, do what you love. I love what you're doing. The rest, take care of yourself. I'm your boy, Mr. AK, OG Radio. OG TV, we out of here till next time. I know we end a little early. You know, work never stops, so, you know, I'm always grinding. I get at y'all on Wednesday, request Wednesdays. Y'all know, I already know how that works. Like I said, then all my shows, man, do what you love what you do, and the rest take care of yourself. Chicago, put the guns down. I don't know what season it is. I don't know if it's spring, winter. I don't know. But whatever season it is, man, y'all respect life, man. I'm out of here. Peace.